Facebook is taking a run at the whole cameras and glasses thing. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. You'd look so good in these Ray-Bans. And you could capture the envious stares of people who can't believe how good you'd look. Because these glasses are built through a partnership with Facebook. They allow you to take photos and share video via cameras in the frame. It's the latest attempt by Silicon Valley to reap bundles of money by using tech to make glasses more than glasses. Google and Snap have also attempted it. We here at Marketplace Tech are a camera-shy group, and the prospect of many more cameras makes us nervous. Susan Landau is a professor of cybersecurity and policy at Tufts University. She says there's a reason we'd be uncomfortable.
We're always different when we know we're being recorded. If I'm walking down the street with a good male friend of mine, I might pat them on the back. I might even put my arm around them, or they might do that to me. Sort of thing that we're completely comfortable with. I wouldn't be uncomfortable with my husband knowing it. But getting recorded about it, I would feel edgy. It was a behavior that I just wouldn't do.
Could this potentially be useful? I mean, I have a coworker who says that she's bad with remembering faces and was wondering if this might help, you know, her keep track of that.
Of course that would be useful. I'm also bad with remembering faces. And of course it would be useful. I have one colleague whose partner would always whisper to her, "That's so-and-so." That seems a more friendly way to do it. So yeah, there are certain instances where it would undoubtedly be useful. But in any tool that collects data, you have to ask, is the benefit worth the cost?
Facebook says the glasses have been built with privacy in mind. I mean, the glasses have an LED light that lets people know when you're taking a photo or a video. And the company actually has like a responsible user's guidebook saying things like, don't record in places like a public restroom.
You have me laughing as you talk about a responsible user's guidebook. But the LED light, can you cover it up? Yes, you can cover it up. And if you can cover it up and the glasses still work, that's not a whole lot of protection. What I'd like to see is something that makes an unpleasant noise, the same way when a truck backs up on a street. You know, as you're crossing the street and looking only at the oncoming traffic, you hear that backing up noise and you know, oh, I should look to my right because maybe that truck is backing up towards me. So if the recording glasses would make a loud, unpleasant noise, we'd all quickly learn, oh, that means a Facebook glass is recording. And then that would really have an impact.
I recommend an unpleasant smell.
That's even better, but I think a little harder to do.
Susan Landau is a professor of cybersecurity and policy at Tufts University. And now for some related links. We've got links to the Ray-Ban Stories product page, as well as Facebook's page on privacy and responsible wearing of the glasses. By the way, tampering with the LED light to hide that you're recording is against their terms of service. And a Chinese company is looking into super glasses. Xiaomi's smart glasses would provide wearers with an augmented reality experience by showing images on one of the lenses. They're just a concept, but The Verge says the level of thought that Xiaomi has put into it shows that they want to be considered a player in the field. If all of these cameras have you nervous about big tech and their surveillance capabilities, you may be heartened by President Biden's latest nomination of Alvaro Bedoya to the FTC. He has been a critic of surveillance software. His nomination is one of several moves Biden has made that appear aimed at curbing big tech's power. Our regular host Molly Wood interviewed Bedoya about surveillance tech earlier this year. Check it out. I was wondering if there were ways to stymie video cameras that may be recording me. Tech geek site Hackaday shows a prototype of what's essentially the opposite of camera glasses. An engineer built glasses with infrared lights hidden in the frames. When turned on, invisible lights blaze, making the wearer's face impossible to make out. It's just a proof of concept, but if he wants to sell them, I'd say, take all of my money! Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, Stephanie Hughes, Jody Becker, and Michael Lipkin produced the show. Our engineer is Becca Weinman. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.